Welcome to EAA Radio. Today I am joined with Jim Lee and Melissa Messmith from Lee Aerospace, and they're here to discuss the CoolView Technologies. So what is CoolView Technologies? Is that a new sunglasses?
Well, yeah. You know what? There could be a pair of sunglasses that looks like that, but we incorporate it into the aviation windows, primarily pressurized aircraft, King Airs, Pipers will be coming out soon. All types of different aircraft keep the cockpit cool.
Okay, now what is special about your window that it helps keep the cockpit cooler than a normal window?
Well, what we do, we manufacture a lot of laminated windows, and we've incorporated a metallic process within our manufacturing process. It's literally between the panes. It will never come out of the window. And that's what's special about it.
Okay, and what does that extra layer do that makes it a better window?
Well, what it'll do is it knocks out around 63 to 70% of the IR. And the IR is what your face feels when you're in the cockpit. We've put quite a few in the King Air so far, and the guys just love it. The people up front that are flying, as well as the people in the back, keeps everything cool.
And are there any disadvantages for having that extra layer? Is there any reduction in visibility?
No. What we do is the FAA requires a 70% minimum transparency or transmissivity of visual in the cockpit, and we keep it at 70 or above.
Excellent. And I understand that in addition to reducing the heat that's coming into the aircraft, it also has some extra protection for the interior of your aircraft.
Yeah. Along with the IR, it's UV as well. It keeps most all of it out of the cockpit, reduces the heat in the interior. Also fatigue on the pilots. Has a lot of good benefits.
And do you just do the cockpit windows, or do you do all windows on aircraft?
We do the cabin windows as well on the King Air. On the Pipers, soon to be. Any aircraft that has a laminated window, we could incorporate our system.
Now, so I own a little Cessna 172. Are you going to be coming out with a window for my aircraft here pretty soon?
Well, unfortunately, it's not a laminated window, and I have a 172 as well. I love those aircraft, as well as Bonanzas. But we need a laminated window to be able to put the CoolView system in.
All right. And what other benefits are there to the CoolView windows?
Well, you know, they look cool, number one. They kind of have a gold hue to them. Okay. And, if you come by our booth, it's 176, kind of right behind Cessna or Cirrus. And we have a beautiful King Air there. You can see the tent. If you want to be able to come inside, you can look at the clarity through the windows. They're a great-looking window, and they have a lot of benefits.
And how long are you going to be at the air show here? For the whole week? What's left of it?
You know, it's been fun. Last year we had a place in B, which is a nice building, really busy. Well, we went ahead and got a tent this year. Went out and got an RV. We're camping out all week long. It's been a blast here at EAA. Got to know Jack and Rose Pelton. They're great friends. I mean, what a job they have, as well as their entire volunteer crew. It's been an amazing week.
And you're offering some services here at AirVenture as well, right?
Yes. We brought a mobile repair service, and we have technicians out. If you come by the booth, you can schedule to get your aircraft scratches repaired. We're not doing a deep getting rid of heavy crazing. It's more of a cosmetic deal. So you're flying into the sun, you're not going to see all those scratches, and it really improves the look of the aircraft and the visibility.
And where do you normally offer those services if somebody wanted to get their air windshield cleaned up?
Yeah, if you call Lee Aerospace or LeeAerospace.com, get with us. We provide the service all over the world, literally. I think we're going to Taiwan and
Dubai.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to Dubai as well next week. But we're Texas, California, up north. You know, anywhere your aircraft is, we'll get people there. We'll repair. Not only repair it, we'll remove and replace a window if it needs to be.
And what kind of cost savings is there for a pilot to have a window repaired rather than just replaced?
Well, even let's just say, for example, your 172, the labor to remove those things are much more than the window itself. So it's a very costly deal. And when you get it in the jets and the laminated window, it's even higher. So if you can remove the scratches or the crazing while leaving it in the aircraft, it saves a ton of money.
Excellent. And what other things does Lee Aerospace do?
Well, along with windows, we manufacture composite floorboards. We for commercial airlines. We manufacture main entry doors for biz jets. You know, all kinds of stuff. Main wing spars. We build complete fuselages, as a matter of fact, for commercial aircraft as well as biz jets.
So you're not new into the aviation business. You've been doing this stuff for a while.
For quite some time, yeah, my entire life, actually. In Lee Aerospace, we just had our 30th anniversary. We were incorporated in 89, so we had a big party for all the employees. We had a blast.
Excellent. And where is Lee Aerospace based out of?
We're in Wichita, Kansas, air capital of the world, and that's where we operate out of.
And you said you travel all over the place. Do you have different facilities throughout the United States also?
Yes. If there's a big volume of work, for example, at Duncan, we'll have two or three people there. Out at Utah, we'll have people placed. Down in Texas, we have people. Over in Orlando area, we have folks. You know, that way it keeps the travel costs down to have people in the regions.
Sure. It sounds like business is doing very well for you, and the economy is doing well, and things are going great. So are you really busy? Is it backed up to try and get some of this stuff done?
No, if you call, I mean, we have probably at least 15 technicians as well as 200 and some other folks running around back in the facility. So we usually have people available. Sometimes you might have to wait a week or two. The more advanced notice, the better it'll work for everybody.
And So you said earlier when we were talking before the interview, you mentioned that you're also starting to get into the commercial airline market. What
yes.
are you doing with the commercial airlines?
Well, I'm proud to announce out on the Dash 8, the Q400, we have a right-hand approved with cool view in it. And on the left-hand, it's a heated window, de-iced, and that should be approved in a matter of weeks. And we also have some stuff going on the 400A, which will incorporate the cool view. Here again, we want to offer customers something new that can improve their aircraft. So the 400A is a heated window with cool view on it as well.
So are you also working on for the passengers, the cool view on the passenger windows for the Bombardiers?
No, we're not on that. We're going to mainly take care of the guys that are up there flying day in and day out. I think they just pull the shades down the back of those Q400s. But in the biz jet, we want to keep our people happy. So on the King Airs and other aircraft like that, we will incorporate cool view.
And what's the time to switch over the windows if somebody's trying to do that?
You know, conveniently, it's a good time during paint, or maybe your windows are a little wore out anyway, to switch them out. And we can do that in a matter of days, you know, coordinated with other maintenance work. But even if you have new windows and you want to incorporate CoolView, it's just an added expense, but you will have the CoolView product on your aircraft.
So I understand that Cirrus used to have it as an option for their aircraft.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, their jet, which is very popular, they're doing extremely well, wanted to see if they could cool off their cockpits. We offered the CoolView system. It was a 50-50 option at first, and I'm proud to say it's just 100%. Every jet that comes off the line is getting the CoolView.
And has there been a lot of feedback from the customers from Cirrus on that?
Yeah, they love it. You know, just that, you know, corporate loves it. The pilots love it. Obviously, as pilot owners, a lot with that type of aircraft, and it's been very successful. And here again, I'm just proud to be part of their team. They got a good group of folks.
And on kind of like an average day, like, you know, when it's 80 out and the sun's shining, how much cooler in temperature-wise does it keep the cockpit?
Well, you know what? There's really not a temperature range. It's just simply cooler. You know, I mean, it is. When you're flying and you feel that heat in your face, that's what we're getting rid of. It's literally the heat's just not coming in the cockpit.
Okay. And what kind of things are you looking at doing in the future?
Well, we're going to continue with more sophisticated windows moving forward. I'm really proud to have Lee Aerospace as a private company. I think it's something that we want to leave with our employees for years to come and support a lot of families.
And about how many employees do you have working for you?
We have around 275 to 300 folks.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And you said you create fuselages for aircraft. And
yep. We also build metallic fuselages for biz jets and some for our commercial commuter aircraft. And we have a lot of fun. I fly personally myself, so I love that. I know you're a pilot there, Wireless Mike. the beautiful 172. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I definitely am enjoying that. It's my new toy. When have you ever thought about going into actually building a whole aircraft yourself, or is that more of an undertaking than you want to take?
You know what? Quite frankly, I have thought about that.
Really?
If the right person approaches it, we do have the ability to build an aircraft, but right now, we'll be content with just building the pieces.
Building the pieces and having somebody put them all together.
You bet.
Well, we're running out of time here, but we do appreciate you coming in. We have been speaking with Jim Lee and Melissa Messmith from Lee Aerospace. And you're listening to EAA Radio.